Hi, I'm Angelo Dundee. I'm a fight trainer. I trained Muhammad Ali throughout his career. And I was there when he won the heavyweight title from the Big Bad Bear, Sonny Liston, Miami Beach, Convention Hall, February 25th, 1964. I remember the day because it was my brother's birthday. It was the bad guy against the good guy, this young kid who didn't have a chance, supposedly, of winning the title. Sonny Liston would destroy people. Sonny Liston had the hardest jab of any heavyweight I ever saw. I seen him knock a guy's teeth out, literally, with a left jab. He just beat people up. He was a tough, tough guy. Liston was a good fighter. If he was here today, would dominate everything. People don't realize, 2 years before, we were trailing Liston. We went to all his fights. And we would be sitting at ringside, and he'd knock out a guy, and he'd come walking down the aisle, and he says, put his arm around Cassius Clay, says, don't worry, son, don't you get hurt. We're going to make a lot of money together, and I'm going to beat you like I'm your daddy. We were in Vegas. Muhammad went there, and he's teasing him, you ugly man, you ugly, going through the casino. He said, man, you crazy. You ugly, and you crazy. We ran out of the joint. Another incident where he went to his house. He lived in Denver then. So he went there, flashed the lights from the bus on his house. Out comes Liston with a big bad dog. And he really wanted to do a number on him. But even to the weigh-in, he was so articulate, he had everybody believing he was scared to death. So if the doctor says he's scared to death, the rest is history. This kid overcame all obstacles. He won the world title. He was confident he could win. He got in the middle of the ring, and the referee's giving him instructions, and he's looking down on Liston. And he says, gotcha, sucker. You know, this reaction. And you see the way he went out in that first round, he kicked the hell out of Liston. Bang, bang, in, out. Next round or so, he busted him up, hit him with a right hand, busted his cheekbone up. This may have been what blinded him. I think possibly used the caustic substance on the cut. Muhammad always just sweat profusely. He may have touched it with his forehead and ran down to his eyes because both eyes were sort of affected with the caustic substance, which I tried to wash out. He still was looking, trying to get to the referee. He was blinking, and the referee started to come to the corner halfway across the ring, and I spotted it. That's when I got him off the stool. Get up, and I got him up, and the referee went back to the neutral corner. Otherwise, who knows? Maybe history would have been written then. What happened the round that he went out after he was blinded? Halfway through the round, he started taking control again. Then came on to the sixth round. I'm there working on Muhammad, and he's looking over my shoulder. And I'm seeing him looking like something's going on. That's when I turned, and that's when the referee stopped the fight. It was a remarkable happening. It wasn't supposed to be. And it's a nice feeling when you're involved with that. Muhammad got in the back room with Ray Robinson, and he started talking to all the press, and naturally he was giving him a hard time. You said, I didn't have a chance. I proved to the world. I'm here with the prettiest fighter, Ray Robinson, on and on and on. And he went to Chicago, and he assumed Muhammad Ali was his name. There was nothing to it. I mean, I just, hey, you want to change your name? Go ahead. It made me no difference. Because Muhammad Ali is the greatest heavyweight of all time. I admire what he's done for the sport of boxing. It's not the same since he left. I'm telling you, it's not the same. Because Muhammad put fun into the sport. Muhammad was a special, special individual. I mean, let's face it. He was the most recognizable face in the world. I mean, wherever I went, they knew Muhammad Ali. What Muhammad created, nobody could copy.